You're listening to the podcast Cults and Kaiju. This is episode 10, entitled Cutting Room Horrors. I'm your host, Trenton Payne. This week we're talking again to the director we're calling Isamu, for anonymity's sake. And he did in fact find a piece of the old edited trailer on film. And he digitized it for us. All 35 glorious seconds of it. I've seen it myself, and we're going to post a link to it so you can take a look for yourselves. Thanks for speaking with us again. I've seen the footage now, and wow, it's out there.
It really is. Keep in mind there was no clear vision about the TV show because Jimmy and Emmy were always fighting about the script. Plus, we didn't actually have any footage of the hero because it was never shot. Emmy thought we could piece something together and talk executives into giving us money to shoot a pilot. I actually thought she was just going to hire people from the ad agency to shoot actual footage and then not pay them or use funds from the company illegally.
There's a photo we saw of the costume, but from what I've been told, they never shot anything?
They would have needed me for that, because nobody but me knew how to use the equipment. I refused when I realized it was all just a pipe dream.
So the music is great for the trailer, the opening font is really cool too.
I stabilized it digitally before I sent it to you. The original version wobbled around too much because of the crummy projector equipment it was recorded onto, but I didn't alter anything else. Working with low-tech equipment back then, I just wonder how we had the patience. I had to use a blade to cut out the lettering and film it. I think Shingo did the original sketch for the title.
So you knew Shingo?
Everybody knew Shingo. He was like the court jester of that group. But he was really talented, especially at drawing.
And the person that did the soundtrack?
Some kid straight out of college that couldn't really sing and just put his voice in there for a temporary placeholder.
And how did you get the footage? It looks like there are space monsters, futuristic cars.
Emmy stole all of that footage from the ad agency's clients. I had my concerns about that, plus they were constantly arguing. Emmy wanted a more stronger female role in there and wanted the show to go in that direction. Jimmy wasn't keen to it, so finally I set them up with the editing equipment and left one night. The only reason I have that small piece of film is because it was stuck to a reel at the bottom of a box left on my doorstep. This was after Jimmy disappeared. Sorry I didn't have more.
Just that little piece was great, though. I appreciate you taking the time to digitize it for us.
I'd like to think that if Jimmy was alive, he would come forward and reach out to old friends, but that doesn't seem to be the case, and perhaps that will never happen. Please let me know what you find out.
Since I've passed this video around, a few movie buffs I know have called out footage from several movies released during that time period back in the 70s, including The Street Fighter from 1974, a Gamera movie, and even a Russian sci-fi film. I suppose that most of these were clients of the ad agency at one time or another. It sucks that we don't have actual footage of Rogue Fighter X, and I'm just going to assume that any kaiju monsters in that reel weren't shot for it specifically. This pipe dream of a hero that Jimmy and Emmy had really almost took shape. Perhaps if they'd gone through the proper channels or worked on honest funding, they could have gotten it off the ground. I think the addition of drugs into the mix bogged everyone down. I mean, sure, it may have spurred some interesting ideas, but their lives just seemed like one big tornado of day jobs, then sneaking around, breaking into places on the weekend, and then having drug-fueled parties in the woods, all the while building some strange cult. Plus, if Jimmy really did suffer from schizophrenia and didn't have the proper meds or treatment, I can't imagine what a fog he must have been in. Well, thanks for listening, and coming up, get ready for what will probably be our last podcast on this topic when we finish up Ren's story. Next time on Cults and Kaiju.